developed strong intellectual abilities throughout his or her lifetime. After physical death, that person might move to a dimension of consciousness where those abilities could be absorbed by the soul. In a later lifetime, he or she might very well carry back this intellectual temperament. Casey would say of such a person that that individual came from the environment or dimension of Mercury. Another individual who was born with a highly assertive temperament would be described as entering the Earth from Mars. So, what do the positions of the planets at your birth indicate? They reflect the patterns of your soul. In other words, the microcosm of your personal temperament corresponds to the macrocosm. Starting over is a necessary part of human life. Your job is to harmonize and balance the different qualities. All of the planets represent attributes that can be expressed either in a positive or a destructive way. Just how you express the energies depends on your own choices. It's interesting to note here that a French researcher named Michel Gauquelin, final comment on Gauquelin, just as Casey placed little emphasis on the signs of the zodiac, after a computer analysis of character traits and signs, he concluded that, from a statistical standpoint, quote, the signs of the zodiac are valueless, unquote. Now, what are we to do with this information in order to make it useful and helpful to us? How can we apply it in helping us to understand ourselves? The planets represent basic building blocks or dimensions of soul development. By studying them, you can get a picture of where you've been, who you are, and your best options for further growth. But how do you do this? How do you determine which planets are prominent in your character? To begin with, you might study the fundamentals of astrology and use them to examine your own horoscope. There are literally thousands of books that can instruct you with the basics of astrology. They'll summarize the meanings of planets, signs, houses, and aspects. They'll also help you to learn how to identify which planets seem dominant in your astrological profile. Through the centuries, astrologers have refined a system which uses the positions of the planets in outer space to determine which planets are most prominent in the inner space of your mind and soul. In his own readings, Casey was told that his soul entered from the dimension of, as he pronounced it, Uranus. If we look at his horoscope, we'll see that the planet Uranus was located squarely on the eastern horizon at the time he was born. Neptune was the other planet that Casey's reading identified as particularly influential in his life. That planet was almost directly overhead at his birth. And in one reading, Casey clearly stated that planets coming up in the east at the time of birth would likely be influential. The researcher Gauquelin found the very same pattern. He found that the planets either just rising or those nearly overhead correlated best with an individual's personality traits. There's a highly influential planet. Though the Casey readings did not place great emphasis on aspects, this is another way you might identify the planets which might be prominent in your character. When Edgar Casey was asked in readings about the accuracy of traditional astrological profiles, he made a few very important points. First,